Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. SAG-AFTRA negotiators are greenlighting a tentative agreement that will end the actor's strike against the film and television studios. It's been the longest strike in their Hollywood history. The deal was approved via a unanimous vote. SAG-AFTRA negotiators announced that the strike ended just after midnight last night. SAG-AFTRA's national board will in all likelihood agree to the new deal tomorrow. National Security spokesman John Kirby is not confirming reports that the United States and Israel are considering a three-day pause in the war. Kirby did say the Biden administration is discussing the benefits of humanitarian pauses with allies, including getting aid into Gaza and securing the release of hostages held by Hamas terrorists. Defense officials confirmed the United States yesterday conducted airstrikes targeting a weapons storage facility in eastern Yemen used by an Iranian-affiliated proxy group in Syria. Fox News reports that fighter jets were deployed for the strikes. The Iranian-backed Houthis shot down a U.S. Reaper drone in international airspace close to Yemen, over the Red Sea. More aid is making its way to Gaza as a possible three-day pause in the Israel-Hamas conflict is discussed.
An additional 80 trucks carrying humanitarian aid are being dispatched into Gaza.
That brings the total to 650. Again, not enough.
According to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, efforts are ongoing to secure even more aid. He mentioned that over 400 American families have managed to leave the area thus far. Kirby pointed out that there may still be around 500 to 600 families remaining. I'm John Schaefer.
Science nerds of the world unite. Today is officially Carl Sagan Day. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
From the GOP presidential debate this week in Miami, Florida, China threatening Taiwan was addressed by former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley.
We need to do everything we can. The first thing is you go and you make sure you have the backs of Ukraine. That's why the Taiwanese want us to support Ukraine, because they know that sends the biggest message to China.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says the TikTok application is spyware that's polluting the minds of Americans.
And when you saw what happened in the last few weeks with all of this anti-Semitic, horrible stuff that their algorithms were pushing out at a gargantuan rate.
South Carolina Senator Tim Scott says America needs to invest in itself to fight off the government's overspending, a.k.a. inflation.
First thing I would do as President of the United States is I would sign the XL Keystone Pipeline and start seeing resources flow.
Cruise is recalling all of its robo-taxis.
The General Motors subsidiary is recalling 950 driverless vehicles. In early October, a pedestrian was hit by a human-driven vehicle, then a Cruise vehicle subsequently came to a halt on top of the pedestrian. The autonomous vehicle then made an attempt to move, dragging the pedestrian for 20 feet. Cruise has been conducting operations in San Francisco, Austin, Houston, and Phoenix. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. We got DeRoy Murdoch. Yes, we are blessed to have him here. The Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, how are we doing?
I'm just great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Joe Biden, not so. On many levels, he's losing support at every turn. It doesn't matter. People of color, brown, black, everything else in between. Even the Palestinians are jumping ship. They're not happy with Joe Biden these days.
Yeah, nobody seems like Joe Biden anymore. You know, almost feel sorry for the guy. But, we're just seeing one survey after another where his support is just imploding, across the board. There was a recent Siena College survey that shows him shows him behind and Donald J. Trump ahead in one battleground state after another, Nevada, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and I think by percentages of 4%, and I think Arizona, 4% of about 11%, I think it is in Nevada. Mm-hmm. Biden's ahead in Wisconsin, but Trump's ahead in all those other states. There's a survey of about 3,600 people. So this is a large sample of registered voters, not just likely voters or adults. This is registered voters, people actually mm-hmm. going to show up at the polls. And if the election were held today, Trump would win probably something in the realm of 300, 301, 302 electoral votes, and he'd win comfortably. And Joe Biden would be
exactly
on the way back to his bunker mm-hmm. moving to Delaware.
Quite so what's going on in Wisconsin? Too much cheese or something? I mean, just not enough pain?
No, I don't know what happened. I don't know why he's doing so well in Wisconsin. That's the one place, whatever, they're still hanging on to him. But, it's Trump up by 10 in Nevada, 6 points in Georgia, 5 in Arizona, 5 in Michigan, and 4 in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like I say, assuming that he won everything else that he did in 2020, all other things being equal, with those states changed, it would be pretty much a Trump landslide. And I assume he'd probably bring in members of Congress and House members and Senate mm-hmm. senators, governors, et cetera. So it'd probably be a huge romp for the GOP if the election were last night rather than a year from last night.
You know, for a little bit of a heartbeat, you had a little bit of empathy and felt sorry for Joe Biden, and then you went to the grocery store or you went to the gas station, and that sympathy kind of evaporated real quick because, it's Bidenomics. We can be thankful, for Bidenomics, though. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what he's thinking, but he keeps trying to sell something that nobody wants to buy.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, he says, Bidenomics is working so well, and you've got people living paycheck to paycheck more than they have in decades. We've got, I believe it's record credit card debt.
Exactly.
Debt remains high. Obviously, he's trying to play some games with that, although that's been very mixed results. And inflation, the increase in inflation has gone down, which is good, but it has not gone in reverse. So in other words, we have the high prices. They've not gotten a lot higher, but they've also not come down. So the high prices that went in when inflation was running at 8-9%, have stayed there. And then on top of that, we've gotten some additional inflation. So that's why these prices remain high, even though they've not gotten a whole lot higher than they were, you know, a year and a half, 2 years ago. But you know, that's painful if you're going to the grocery store or trying to buy anything at all. If you're trying to buy a house, I believe I saw a figure the other day that American homes are more unaffordable than they've been in like the last 30 to 40 years. High interest rates do not help. I think that's hurting the economy in many respects.
Well, and as you say, you know,
and in Bidenomics is not exactly something to write home about in a good way.
Yeah. Well, the other aspect of credit card debt. Look at the interest rate, 24%.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and the thing is, as you and I discussed a couple of weeks ago, DeRoy, people are using their credit cards not for extravagance, for everyday use, you know, buy groceries. I mean, this is what it's come down to. So, you know, America finds itself treading water, just barely keeping their head above water, so to speak.
Yeah, you have a lot of people who are living paycheck to paycheck, and I think if the I saw a figure along those lines of you know, would you if you suddenly were hit with an emergency unexpected expense of $1,000, could you put it together? And I don't remember the number off the top of my head, but a significant number. It's not, you know, 5 or 10%. It's
it was almost like the majority. It was over 50%, if I remember correctly.
Like, well, I couldn't do that. You know, I'd have to borrow money from my parents or next door neighbors or, you know, uncle or brother-in-law or whatever it is. And, you know, you ought to be able to absorb that kind of a surprise expense, but a whole lot of people are just you know, skimming by barely. And, you know, you go back 3 years ago when Donald J. Trump was in office, or 4 years ago before COVID hit, and we were growing, lowest black unemployment rate ever, lowest Hispanic unemployment rate ever, lowest female unemployment rate since the Eisenhower era, and the economy booming and opportunity growing, and gasoline at $2.39 a gallon or lower. And this is, you know, we had all these things going, and the American people decided, well, let's get rid of that and put in a guy because he's supposedly nice.
That's too good. We don't deserve this kind of good stuff. The fact that everybody is out there and, you know, realizing the American dream, able to buy their first homes and everything, energy independence, you know, who needs that stuff, right?
And, you know, not one, not two, not three, but four Middle East peace deals. Peace in the Middle East breaking out all over. We don't need those things. So, get rid of the guy.
No, we want to be on the threat of war, the threshold of war.
Yeah.
You know, that we feel better when we can do that. We feel better when we, you know, evaporate 50% of our strategic oil reserve, right?
Absolutely right. And, you know, you're not living unless you're on the verge of World War III. You know, keep it exciting. So here we are. Here we are. Hope people are happy.
Well, you know, in light of what happened earlier, you know, with the what do we call this? The midterm elections, the state elections that just happened. I'm not sure that they're titled in any.
Just call them off-year elections.
Just off-year elections. I guess that's the title. You know, what is that saying about 2024? Because it would seem, I mean, the Democrats are doing an end zone dance saying that, you know, the Roe v. Wade decision, the Dobbs decision, this has created a victory for them here in this off-year election.
Well, a couple things. One is that certainly the abortion rights are something that the Democrats have been able to use to gin up excitement on their side, get people to show up to vote. Very often younger people, younger women, who feel that their abortion rights are threatened or something like this. I think it has not helped that the GOP for pretty much 50 years said, look, what we want to do about abortion is get it out of Washington, D.C. and let the states decide. And you've got people in Washington, Republicans now saying, well, we change our minds. We want Congress to decide, you know, what kind of federal ban there's going to be. Well, it totally contradicts everything you said for the last 49 years from 1973 till 2022. I've said what the GOP ought to be talking about a lot more is alternatives to abortion. We ought to be making adoption as easy as possible. And
exactly.
The women will say, look, I don't want this baby, but, you know, if I have the opportunity to have somebody adopt it, I won't kill it. You know, let's make that as easy as we can. I've got friends of mine who have adopted kids from Korea, South Korea, from China, and even from Kazakhstan. Now, if you go all the way to Kazakhstan to adopt kids when you live in the United States of America, something's screwy.
And I don't know. No, it really is. You're right.
Or expense, or who knows, maybe lawyers or fees or whatever. We need to figure out some way to make that easier. I think women ought to be able to buy birth control pills, non-abortifacient birth control pills, over the counter, just like buying toothpaste or dental floss. And if women don't get pregnant, there's nothing to abort if there's no pregnancy. And I also think it's very important when you talk about abortion to talk about it in a secular fashion. I mean, if you're religious and you're talking about it in church, that's fine. But there are a lot of people who are not religious, and they hear people say, well, you know, every fetus is touched by the hand of God. And they hear that kind of talk, and they just run. They don't want to hear it. Mm-hmm. If you talk about it in terms of if the embryo grows into a baby, after 9 months, it'll be delivered, and it will go on and have a happy life. In America, a lot of people will listen to that rhetoric.
Exactly. Got to go to break. More from DeRoy Murdoch after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
With America. Bill Martinez here. We're talking with Roy Murdoch, Fox News contributor, Manhattan-based, and contributing editor of National Review Online. You know, DeRoy, you bring up an excellent point here, I think, in terms of how do you talk to the American people at large, in mass, regarding, you know, the abortion issue? And there are so many stories out there. I mean, what really started this groundswell, which was an organic groundswell to, you know, come to the Dobbs decision, this is based on experience. And these are the forebears, the women who have gone before this generation, who have experienced, you know, 49 years of abortion. And the pain in their hearts, the emotional impact that it's had on them, I think is an important story and message that they need to pass on. And we need to, you know, help them along with that, along with their stories, are positive alternatives to choose life. You know, like you said, you know, make it easier, you know, for people to adopt, you know, American children in this country. I mean, why should it be so, you know, so difficult? But, you know, if you're focused on, you know, preserving life, which I think enriches a society and civilization at every turn, it will bode well for us if we're focused on that. And everything else is subordinated to life. I think we're better off, don't you?
Yeah, I think that's an important part of the message. You know, I think that it's a good idea. Some of the best spokespeople in this country, spokesmen and spokeswomen for the pro-life cause, are kids who were adopted, kids who were the result of unwanted pregnancies, or, you know, single mom, dad takes off, what have you. I had a nice conversation with a member of the Marine Corps when I was visiting Washington, D.C., and we got on this issue. And he said, well, you know, I'm adopted, so you bet I'm pro-life, because if my mom decided not to have me, I wouldn't be here right now, and he'd be drinking alone. So, you know, I think that's pretty compelling. Even more compelling and kind of amazing are the people who have survived abortions. Believe it or not, there's some people who somehow or another, they're talking about tough babies, they try to abort them, and somehow these babies survive and go on with their lives and, you know, talk about the fact that somebody tried to kill them and they survived somehow. And oddly enough, the Congress, the U.S. House voted on this back in January, and it's basically a measure that said if you are a baby who survives abortion somehow, the doctor is required to provide life-affirming care, whether it be oxygen or, you know, IV drip, whatever, so you don't die. That was voted on. Every Republican voted yes. One Democrat voted yes. Every other, Henry Cuellar of Texas, I believe, every single solitary other member of the House Democrat caucus voted no. And so basically the House Democrat position is if you're a baby who somehow survives abortion, their message to you is drop dead.
Exactly.
We have been able to use that fact and that vote to beat the hell out of the Democrats on this issue. And to my knowledge, that didn't happen.
Well,
it,
you know,
well.
Yeah, and the other thing, you know, you talk about, you know, some of these stories. I have a friend. His life was the result of a rape, okay? And his mother decided to carry him to term, delivered him. He was adopted by a family. This guy is an award-winning, you know, social media artist, musician. He is so gifted and talented. And the family that he has since raised, I mean, you know, to think that we would be less richer if his story was not part of the Woof and Worf and, you know, of America.
Uh-huh.
And he's just one of, you know, probably, you know, thousands, I don't know, hundreds of thousands, I don't know, but, you know, but the courage that his mother had to decide to go through with the pregnancy after, you know, being raped, I think is just, it's just unbelievable. But there are stories like that, you know, that maybe start out not so well, but end out well. And I think that, again, I just... I'm for life. I think that we always have that option to course correct when you're living. When you're dead, there's no course correcting, right?
Yeah, when you're dead, it's kind of final, isn't it? There's no way around that.
Just thinking.
An example along the lines of what you described that I always find interesting. You ask people, look, here's a hypothetical case. You've got a young, poor black woman who lives in the ghetto, I think in public housing. She's 15 years old. She's a prostitute. She's been, I think, raped, if I'm not mistaken, and she's now pregnant. Do you advise her to have an abortion or not? And a lot of people say, oh, yeah, have an abortion. Congratulations, you just killed Louis Armstrong.
Right. Yeah.
Pretty compelling case, huh?
And there's so many stories like that in the Naked City. But again, this is the choice between life and death. And I think that, you know, as a society, we're realizing that. And I, you know, I've been saying that, you know, we've got to grow up. You know, I think our society has been dumbed down, and in a process, we've been retarded. Though, you know, on some measurements, you may say, wow, we're probably the most intellectual we've ever been, you know, with our education services and all that. But yet, when it comes to maturity, and you can't answer basic things like, you know, what happened in the Middle East, people don't know the difference between, you know, evil and good. You know, when you have, you know, university students in mass, thousands of students across the country protesting, you know, protesting Israel and supporting Palestine, you know, the Palestinians and Hamas, you go, don't you understand what happened there? I mean, what would you think if this happened in the United States? And, oh, yeah, by the way, Christopher Wray did warn us. He said, hey, you better get your guard up because, you know, we've got more threats in the interior of the country than we've had in a long time. And no wonder, because of the open border, right? But, you know, is it unrealistic, DeRoy, to think that what happened there in southern Israel, you know, could happen or not happen here in the United States?
Yeah, well, you mentioned a couple of things. One is the idea that people can be educated, very well educated, and also stupid simultaneously. I think that right. can happen. And if you believe this, Obama's a great example. Here's a guy who's a you know, a Harvard, a Columbia undergrad, Harvard Law School law professor, and he made a comment the other day about how terrible the Israeli occupation is. And I'm thinking, okay, well, Gaza has not been occupied since, I think, 2008. The Israelis actually got up and left. They handed the Gaza back to the Palestinians. They there were Jews who lived there who wanted to stay. They said, no, we're going to drag you out. You can see footage. Look this up. The Israel Defense Force actually showed up at the homes of Jews who wanted to stay there. Then they picked them up and physically threw them over their shoulders and took them out of there. I learned just like a few days ago, apparently they removed, cleared out the Jewish cemeteries and brought the dead Jews out. The live Jews were removed. The dead Jews were removed. So it was basically, you know, no Jews there. And so the idea that Israel is occupying Gaza, they've gone back in, obviously, the last few days. But as of October 7th, there was no Israeli occupation of Gaza. So that's
right.
You know, one big, massive bit of confusion. As for the possibility of terror attacks in this country, this border is wide open. Under Trump, I think we had something like 11 people on the terrorist watch list who were caught at the border. And under Biden, in that was 4 years of Trump, 11. Under 2.5 years of Biden, I think it's 267. And I think we may have some out
in counting. Yeah.
Faced by the NYPD as we speak. This is one of the joys of living in New York City is constant police sirens.
Well, Neil Diamond made a song. He called it The Beautiful Noise, and that's what we're hearing, his beautiful noise out of your window. So
the beautiful noise of law enforcement, exactly.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, yeah, you know, back to point here is that, you know, the narrative, which in war is one of the first things that the opposition tries to get a hold of. And you got to hand it. You got to hand it to Hamas, Palestinians, Iran. They know how to turn the tables. I mean, they were able to turn the narrative in less than a day, DeRoy. What does that say?
Yeah, it is amazing. I remember this whole thing happened on Saturday, October 7th. That's when Hamas attacked and killed 1,400 Israelis, I think 32 Americans, biggest one-day number of killing of Jews since the era of Auschwitz and Buchenwald. Mm-hmm. And the next day, not a week later after Israel had responded, but 24 hours later, there were people marching in front of the Sydney Opera House in Australia yelling, gas the Jews, gas the Jews. I mean, it went from, oh, my God, let's feel sorry for these people who were attacked, into it's their fault, let's gas them. I mean, unbelievable. And obviously you've seen it over the ensuing.
The Manhattan-based Fox News contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
USA News Update. SAG-AFTRA negotiators are greenlighting a tentative agreement that will end the actor's strike against the film and television studios. It's been the longest strike in their Hollywood history. The deal was approved via a unanimous vote. SAG-AFTRA negotiators announced that the strike ended just after midnight last night. SAG-AFTRA's national board will in all likelihood agree to the new deal tomorrow. National Security spokesman John Kirby is not confirming reports that the United States and Israel are considering a three-day pause in the war. Kirby did say the Biden administration is discussing the benefits of humanitarian pauses with allies, including getting aid into Gaza and securing the release of hostages held by Hamas terrorists. Science nerds of the world unite. Today is officially Carl Sagan Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Dr. Wilford Riley is with us right now, the professor of political science, Kentucky State University, author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. You got a new book, too, now, right?
Yeah, the new book is called Lies My Liberal Teacher Told Me. That's available on Amazon. Should be shipping by at the latest, very early next year. And that's kind of a breakdown of, you know, whether the modern position on history, we often hear that, you know, U.S. history was this endless series of savage racial atrocities and so on. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that came out of the 1960s, 1970s. What I'm looking at is whether that stuff is true, whether the claims of modern education, like Native Americans were peaceful or the Red Scare was unjustified or any more accurate than the things we used to say in the 1920s or the 1950s, where people were more positive about the country. It's kind of a rambling introduction, but it's a pretty good book. It has 10 chapters that look at different aspects of American history and politics from pretty much a pro-American perspective.
Yeah, why not? I mean, let's see if, is there a course correct here for all the narrative that's been pushed upon us? I mean, we're seeing what's happening, you know, in campuses today. I think, you know, we went through it with BLM. The kids got all excited and then realized a little bit down the road that maybe it wasn't all that they said it was. And here we are, deja vu, one more time. You know, Hamas does this incredible, horrific, barbaric attack on Israel, and they got a chance to be victims for about maybe 10 minutes. then after that, things were reversed around it. And it's just so incredible because, well, just like this, just like some of the, you know, lies you just mentioned right now, it's disturbing because, you know, you sit there and go, wait a minute, what memo did I miss here that makes right wrong and wrong right?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think the underlying problem is something that really exists. Like, we're not making it up on the right. And that is that the media and the, I guess you'd say, academic professoriate in the USA lean about 95% to the right, and that, or to the left, sorry. And that sounds like a joke, but it's not. I mean, Pew, the survey company in 2004, polled the journalists in the U.S. national media. I mean, almost all of them. They went to NBC, New York Times. Mm-hmm. The survey was accepted to the Washington Post. And they found out that only about 7% of them are conservatives. And that includes libertarians. That includes anyone to the right of center, so on down mm-hmm. the line. Right. Everyone else, if I recall the question options, was a Marxist, a liberal, or a mostly left-leaning moderate. And they clarified which way you lead with questions about abortion and that kind of thing. And you see the same thing in academia. I mean, it's not true if, you know, your kid goes to college and majors in engineering or something. But if you go into sociology, history, anthropology, so we're even looking at the history of the past now. You know, that's about 90-95% to the political left as well. And there are a bunch of pieces about that. I wrote one for the academic magazine Quillet. But blah, blah, blah. I mean, the point is that these people are presenting a very specific view of the world that's further to the left than you or I are to the right mm-hmm. to almost every kid to come into these classrooms. And if you're just a regular business guy or conservative guy who's on the college campus, it's kind of odd to see. I mean, you're friendly with your colleagues, but you sometimes realize, hey, that guy's a real communist.
So, exactly.
I mean, you don't see a lot of communists in the real world, Bill. I mean, like,
right.
Somebody saying they're a Marxist on a golf course or at a lunch would be viewed as a lunatic.
Right.
So it's just, it's weird. We've allowed these people to get into these niche spaces. And to some extent, maybe that's where nerdy artists go or whatever. It's like, you know, and beautiful women of a certain age go into the pageant circuit or whatever. But, I mean, there's also been a really intense goal of hiring these people. Like, we want a candidate that specializes in diversity in France. Mm-hmm. And it worked. And this is what you have in the places where culture is made. And it's a real problem. That's why you see, like, the Daily Wire, these major mm-hmm. conservative players, like, last comment for me, but not just reporting the news, but, like, making children's cartoons. Because somebody realized that the children's cartoons were made by a Hollywood studio. They all even left. They had trans characters. So
exactly.
it's out there, and that's how you get people cheering for Hamas.
Well, and the thing is, you see, I'm not threatened by diverse opinion. I welcome it because, you know, like you and I, it you know, we can debate, we can, you know, as a result of a fair-minded conversation, you know, and in quotes, fair-minded, you know, kind of conversation to where hopefully we're enlightening the other, and our goal at the end of the conversation is, hey, we're all the better as a result of being able to talk together and share ideas, not to, what's happened, like you said, they've become communistic and Marxist in their mentality and, you know, so determined that they're right and you're absolutely wrong and, you know, you're going to be invalidated and there's no room for your opinion and your perspective in the conversation. And not only in the conversation, in the classroom, at the workplace. I mean, this is nuts. And I don't know if you saw this, Will. This blew me away this morning, is that HHS has rolled out, I mean, they've kind of been rolling it out over the last couple of years, but now it's pretty much official, and they're permitting employees to wear clothing, use bathrooms based on gender identity. And it's a mandate. The pronoun mandate has come into force, and it is going to compel employees to deny reality and violate law. This is according to one legal expert. And, you know, we've talked about it and warned about it, that if you use the wrong pronoun, you could be subject to losing your job. Well, now this is becoming official.
Yeah, and I think that's the point. Like, I don't mind diverse conversation either, although I think it depends what you mean. So, like, many of my closest friends, I'm from Chicago, lived on the South Side originally, and many of my closest friends are Italian, Black, Irish-American, Mexican-American guys from kind of that union culture. They mostly vote for the Democrats, although that's changing. But, I mean, for, you know, practical reasons, health care, the union told them to. You know, and I'm more than willing to have a conversation with those guys. I do think that there are perspectives at the margin, like a Nazi or a communist, that most people would really object to having to talk to most of the time. But there's another problem when you have a Nazi or a communist in the conversation, and that's that they want to shut up everyone who's not a Nazi or a communist.
Exactly.
So, on the campus, it's not like if you're a communist, because that's not exactly a philosophy that's all that defensible. It's kind of like being a Hindu theologian. Like, you might be very familiar with the literature of your people, if that makes sense. You might be very intelligent. But if someone comes in who's a Christian or a scientist or something else, and I don't mean to mock that great religion, but you're probably going to lose some arguments. So very often, when you're in that kind of position, what you want to do is shut everyone else up. So when you talk about HHS, the pronoun mandate is what the doctors that work there and so on are referring to it as. They instituted a policy saying that the way this is done legally is that you read laws that include the word sex to mean gender identity. So just as you can't fire anyone for their sex, you can't fire a businesswoman, you then can't fire people because they identify as women when they are men. And this carries with it this whole, like when I mention arcane Eastern religious ritual, it's this kind of thing. So there are more pronouns now than just he and her. You know, so someone can identify as non-binary and they could say that their pronouns are zur and zas. And this, again, on a major college campus, this happens pretty frequently. Normally the way as a professor you deal with it is just by referring to someone as Johnson. You know, Mr. Johnson, what's the answer? But if you are forbidden to do that, if you have to call someone Zer, you're in that middle state now where you're calling your boss Zer every day. And it sounds ridiculous, but it is what it is.
And so you're in a classroom and you're referring to someone. You say Mr. Johnson, but they don't identify as a Mr. Now you're in trouble.
Johnson. I mean, in practice, especially if you have a coaching background, it's not that difficult to do. Like, I understand your point. It's a winning point. But I will say, like, a lot of this stuff is just the term that I use is virtue signaling. Like, how good or unique you are. Oh, yeah, of course you're familiar with it. But, I mean, it's just, like, in reality, no one refers to anyone by their pronouns. You would say, hey, Tom, you know, can you come to the board? So I've actually never had this issue, and I don't know a faculty member that has. But if people want to signal that they respect you as trans, they'll refer to you as him all the time if you're a girl. And it'll be viewed as mildly rude if other people just keep calling you Sue or even Tom. It's a weird situation to be in because, of course, none of this is real.
It is bizarre. I've got to go to break. Dr. Wilfred Riley has bruised our brain just a little bit. But he'll be back. Stay with us.
This flare-up can make a walk in the park. Well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms.
So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, you're already on it.
Hi. Yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This message is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Wake up to the taste you crave with breakfast at Burger King. Rise and shine with a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with melted American cheese layered between warm buttermilk biscuits. Or grab and go with a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. A toasted croissant with savory sizzling sausage. Burger King breakfast sandwiches and Simply Orange. Better together. Enjoy a Burger King breakfast with Simply Orange juice and get your vitamin C one delicious sip at a time with no added sugar. All Burger King breakfast sandwiches. Which is paired perfectly with crispy hash browns and all-natural Simply Orange juice. Start your day with a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. It's thick-cut smoked bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant mixed for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. Never sweetened, never concentrated, and never frozen, Simply Orange pairs perfectly with a delicious breakfast at Burger King. Better together, Burger King breakfast with Simply Orange juice at participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives.
Visit heart.org/nation.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Back with you. Dr. Wilfred Riley continues with us, professor of political science at Kentucky State University. If it's okay, I want to continue on this pronoun issue for just a moment. My business background, you know, really, my flags go up and you know, I'm listening to what's going on. I see the trajectory of, you know, pronoun nation here and what we could end up with, Will. And that is that you start bringing that into your business culture. I mean, you could have flare-ups of conflict, and then all of a sudden you're fighting more than producing on the mission of the business, and the business could go down fast. And as I was saying to you off air, I don't think you can hire enough HR people, you know, to handle the flare-ups that could be taking place. And you say that in some cases, which I think could be another issue, is that, you know, and I think that's a smart thing to do, is I'd avoid trouble from the very beginning. If I was hiring somebody and I saw right from the very beginning that they're, you know, very liberal, they're very woke, and I have a non-woke business, why am I going to introduce that into the company?
Yeah, I mean, so this is something that came out, I think, first of all, it came out. I mean, I think everyone, we've both been bosses, everyone kind of knows this, like knows who's going to be a problem employee. Like, do they have their ex-boyfriend's name tattooed on their forehead and all this? But I mean, there was an article.
Yeah, that's kind of a giveaway, by the way, yeah, right?
Yeah, well, like, one of the things that we chat during the breaks, and like one of the things I was saying is I teach at a historically black college, and there's actually a lot of conversation about this. Like, okay, like you guys are minorities, sure, but you're also members of the upper middle class. You've got to get ready to assimilate into that business world. So, no, you can't have 15-inch long dreadlocks or a tattoo on your neck. I mean, like, if you do, there are all kind of ways to get around that. But that's not going to be a big plus. You know, and I would imagine that the Caucasian parents would have the same conversation about your son's mohawk or green hair or the bull ring through their nose. Like, you are going into a place where there are standards that are set by people that are 30, 40 years older than you. And if you don't like those standards, there's nothing wrong with being a young entrepreneur or a salesman or something like that. But if you're going to work on a trading floor in an ads agency or something, I mean, you're going to have a boss. And I do think young people have a problem with that in general. But the pronoun thing, Harvard Business Review recently did a study where they found that most bosses won't hire people who have visible pronouns on their resume. Like, my name is Julie Becker and my pronouns are she, her. Because the idea is, of course, your pronouns are she, her. Your name is Julie Becker. Like, right. This sounds like you're, one, caught up in this weirdo left-wing movement, but also, two, really legalistic. Like, there's a very high chance of a sexual harassment suit for nothing, that kind of thing. So
exactly.
The pronoun brown folks are now saying they face discrimination everywhere but the government, which is terrifying because that's probably where they'll end up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, exactly. And they'll become IRS agents with guns knocking on your door. God forbid. Anyway, yeah, it is bizarre. And you know, and kind of like the parents, you know, that all of a sudden dad comes home from work and the son's got a mohawk and a ring through his nose. And you're going, oh, my God, tell me it's just a phase. Tell me it's just a phase, that this too shall pass. Like I was telling you, Zig Ziglar, you know, one of my favorite marketing and speakers of all time. I'm at a symposium and he says, he appreciated the creativity of the young people. You know, all these tattoos and, you know, kind of like what you were talking about and piercings and everything like that. He says, frankly, I can't hire them because I'd spend half my time explaining them to everybody else in the company. To your point, and I was raised in a generation, even on the radio and everything that we did was, you know, to minimize the offenses, to minimize the distractions, you know. It even reminds me of Marilyn Monroe. One of the things that she would do when she would get dressed up, she would turn away from the mirror and then do a quick turn back to the mirror. And whatever stuck out, she would take off. You know, she didn't want something, you know, overpowering. And, I think there's some wisdom even, you know, that we can learn from Marilyn Monroe, you know?
Yeah, I think people can learn from each other also. So I will say one thing that, like, the stout former athletes and soldiers and union guys that I know could learn from kind of the rebel movement is that it's okay to be different, at least inside. It's okay to be innovative. You know, what you and your wife are interested in or what kind of art you like openly or secretly or whatever, that doesn't really matter. But something that could be learned in the other direction, which is more important, is that society is largely about other people. Like, you're the most important person to yourself, but when you go out into the world and interact, there are millions of people, if you're in Chicago or New York or San Jose, going by you every moment. And
exactly.
You don't want to appear like an obvious enemy or distraction to all of these people. So that's why the old business uniform, you couldn't wear a button for Clinton or Bush, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't wear radical clothes that identified you as a punk or a goth or a hip-hopper or a skater or any other group that would have been brawling in high school. You put on your tie and your white shirt, and you kind of went in there. And there's a lot to be said for that. And I think, like, when you mentioned the phases, the kind of last thing, when you mentioned the phases that distracted people from that, like the mohawk and the nose ring, the kid's a punk. Okay. Like, that irritates you as a parent, but you know in 5 years he's not going to be a punk, because there aren't any 35-year-old punks. The difference with gender is that there's this physical medicalization that goes into that. So, like, I would bet a lot of money that the majority of college party girls who are identifying as bisexual and non-binary are just playing around. I think everyone knows that at some level. The difference, though, is that if you actually go to a doctor and say this stuff, and you start taking a prescription for testosterone, that's going to permanently change your body. I mean, that's key, which is an illegal steroid. You know, so
right. That's
the difference for the parents out there. And businesses really don't want much to do with this, but there also are physical consequences.
Well, yes, on the personal standpoint, that's what's so dangerous about this stuff that's going on. And we've all experimented. This is all part of the adventure of life. But, I remember as a kid growing up, I mean, one of the things that really scared the holy what have you out of me was LSD. Because, science at the time was saying, you know, you're going to mess up some things here, you know, permanently. And so, it could be a fun ride, but that ride may not ever end in the form of flashbacks and other things that have been reported since and that science has revealed along the way. So I think there's, you know, certain types of experiments you go through because you're curious and, all that and all that the world has to offer. But, man, danger, Will Robinson. I mean, you know, do you have some boundaries that you don't, you know, go to the edge and say, okay, I'm going to defy gravity?
I've read the acid research. You only actually have about a 1 in 500 chance of opening up the doors of perception in your mind and going to hell. You know, man, most people survive and come back. It's mildly risky, but I mean, that actually is a good analogy to this, though. Like when the drug culture began in the 1960s, there were a bunch of these same sort of quack scientists at mid-range universities who obviously liked to party, saying, "Well, is it better living through chemistry?" Like, the idea was that these were products that were going to take people to the next level of human existence. And I think a lot of people were looking at acid and Quaaludes and all this other junk and were saying, no, these are just better party drugs. Like, a lot of you guys are going to become drug addicts. And that's exactly what happened. I mean, we've been taught to almost reify the 60s, which, by the way, is another chapter in Lies My Liberal Teacher Told Me, where I talk about how people actually hated hippies, like the downside of the sexual revolution, you know, the hard hat riot, all this stuff that we've been trained to forget. But, I mean, we've been taught to almost reify the 1960s. That's when Martin Luther King lived and saw a glorious time. The reality was that except for the civil rights movement, everything that happened during the 1960s, like the anti-war movement, the anti-nuclear movement, the drug life movement, the hard gay rights movement, the later half of the feminist movement was bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, the down-road effects of almost all of that are totally negative. Like, our society's struggling to reproduce right now.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah. I mean, obviously some aspects of gay rights you could argue were good, but that was part of it, like the drug stuff. And kind of getting to the point, people were saying, yeah, these drugs work. There are scientists like Ousley endorsing these drugs. That's why people took so many of these drugs. Mm-hmm. That's also how the pharma drug craze really began, if I recall correctly. Mm-hmm. Now you're seeing the same thing. I mean, the argument that you should cut off your son's penis, frankly, which is what a gender reassignment surgery is, is that, well, all of the top scientists say this. And my reaction would be, if the top scientists in the world have just discovered a new thing, because we didn't have these surgeries in large numbers 30 years ago, and they're all saying, well, this probably works, and the thing seems insane, you should probably not do the thing. You should wait and see whether it's still endorsed in 20 more years. And my strong impression, looking at what's happening in Europe, is that this gender stuff won't be.
Well, again, where's the empirical evidence? Like you say, in Europe, they realized in short order, I think, by comparison, a bad move. No, let's stop it. Let's reverse course here, turn around. We're not going to do this anymore because this is proving more harmful. And, you know, and then you look back at these scientists that came up with this stuff and you go, what the heck were you thinking? Well, it seemed like a good idea at the time. I don't know.
Well, I mean, those are famous last words. Seemed like a good idea at the time, to the point where it's a cocktail party joke. I mean, yeah, I think that what happened with gender medicine, in my professional opinion, actually as a published social scientist, is that you had a new technology that emerged on the scene, improved versions of these surgeries, you know, brain scans, which allegedly can detect very small differences between quote-unquote trans and non-trans people. And activists seized on that. And some of these activists were professors, which isn't unusual. Mm-hmm. And they started saying, well, we need to do this. We need to even open up these technologies to children because this is, what is it, life-saving, gender-affirming care?
Exactly, right. And, in their opinion, right.
Yes. But, I mean, like, now we're starting to get the first research results back, and they indicate the opposite, actually. The suicide rate for transgender people is 41%. There's, according to the big Swedish study on this, that doesn't decline if you mutilate your body, frankly. It increases. The thing with these studies, this may be one of the last things I get to say, but the thing with these studies is to do a research project, you have to look back at your group after a certain period of time. So if you're looking at regret for a medical procedure, even if it's just something as silly as a breast enlargement, you can't ask people the next day with some bruises feeling beautiful, do you feel good? You got to come back in 10 years.
Yeah, without 10, 15, 20 years down the road. Yeah, because there's no doubt the experience will expand, and that old thing reality comes into play, Will. Boy, I'll tell you what a shock that is. As always, appreciate the time. Thank you very much for being with us. Dr. Wilfred Riley.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase.